News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's ripping six Democrat lawmakers for their video message to U.S. troops. Saka Magani has the story.
All six are either military or intelligence community veterans. Their message, uphold the Constitution.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
On social media, the president says they're traitors whose seditious behavior is punishable by death. Here at the White House, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says he does not actually mean they should be killed, but rather held accountable for encouraging troops to defy the chain of command.
It can lead to people getting killed.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president's own words may do just that.
Some of his supporters may very well listen. He is lighting a match in a country soaked with political gasoline.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Federal authorities have ended the immigration crackdown in Charlotte, North Carolina. Led by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, it resulted in hundreds of arrests, more than 250 through Tuesday night. Overseas, Israeli strikes across Gaza have resulted in the deaths of 33 people, some of the deadliest strikes since the U.S. brokered ceasefire took effect last month. A source tells AP the U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan to end the war in Ukraine. It calls for major concessions from Kyiv. In economic news, U.S. employers added a surprisingly solid 119,000 jobs in September. The Labor Department also says the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%, and it revised August's numbers downward, showing the economy lost 4,000 jobs. Mortgage rates have ticked higher, the average 30-year at 6.26%. And big swings keep rocking Wall Street. The S&P closed down 1.6%, while the NASDAQ sank 2.2%. This is AP News. In case you missed it, NASA's unveiled close-up pictures of an interstellar comet that's making a quick tour of our solar system.
It's a small, natural, solid body that is a combination of rocky and icy material that evaporates as it gets warm.
NASA's Amit Kshatriya, quick to dispel rumors that the comet, known as 3I Atlas, might be an alien ship of some sort.
It looks and behaves like a comet, and all evidence points to it being a comet. But this one came from outside the solar system.
And that's what's so exciting and scientifically important.
This is only the third interstellar object like this that humanity has ever found.
The likelihood is it came from a solar system older than our own solar system itself.
NASA's Tom Statler says 3I Atlas may offer a window into the deep past.
And so deep in the past that it predates even the formation of our Earth and our sun.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.